Call Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Time now for Southern California Lifestyles with Bobby Dooley. And she is the president of the Western States Homeowners Association. As we all try to return to normal, difficult to do in these times, Bobby. And I do thank you for coming back on the line with us here. And I know that your husband, Steve, and you both have been working very hard to, I guess, try to, you know, do what you can, right, to bring us back to some level of normality and some level of what do you want to call it, just...
Well, we like to say, Phil, that it's, you know, a place where we all want to live, which is knowing our place and what America is all about. We think that for much of... I just heard the phone loop go on.
Yeah, we had a technical problem.
We think, Phil, that what we can do at Western Estates Homeowners Association is present leadership. And that's why we're so hurt by what has been happening lately. We had the meeting, and...
Well, you are the president of the Homeowners Association, and you wanted to walk into your meeting with Hail to the Chief playing?
Hail to the Chief is a traditional song played for presidents. And Steve plays it, who is my husband, who's right here.
I play it on a boombox, Phil.
You play it on a boombox?
That's Bobby Watson.
As I walk into our committee meetings, he plays Hail to the Chief. Now, that is a traditional song that is played for presidents. And
but that's a song for the President of the United States. You're the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association.
That, no, it's a song for presidents. And what I generally do is let the people, the other officers on our committee, sit down. I wait for them all to be seated because I'm... in another room, and I'll look around the corner, and if they're all seated, then I walk in. And Steve, go ahead.
I don't know if you've got it.
We have it here, Bobby.
Yes, Phil?
We have it here. So is it this? You know, this Digicart system is so terrific. Is this the song?
Yes, that's it, Phil. That's it, Phil. Yes. Now,
isn't that a little ridiculous?
No, I don't think it is ridiculous, Phil, because what we need more than anything else is leadership. And we don't have a lot of that right now. At our Homeowners Association, when I walk in,
I'm playing on a boombox.
You're playing this on a boombox?
That's correct, yes, sir.
You're just the president of the Homeowners Association, not president of the United States, but you're playing Hail to the Chief?
Phil, we think at this time in our country's going through so many difficult times, we felt that it was appropriate. The homeowners committee members didn't want it. I told them, all right, then the flag stays the way it is.
Now, here's the other part of this problem. You want to be able to walk into your homeowners association meetings with Hail to the Chief playing. Otherwise, the Western Estates Homeowners Association flag will still fly above the American flag?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, now here I got a real problem with that. The American flag doesn't fly beneath any other flag. Okay? The American flag flies above all other flags. For you guys to fly the Western Estates Homeowners Association flag above the American flag in front of your gated community goes against the all protocol and etiquette associated with the American flag.
And we are aware of that, Phil. And we are also aware that we love our country very much. But we feel only in this instance, and this instance only, is it appropriate to have a flag fly above the American flag.
Why?
Because we do feel, and I don't want this taken the wrong way, that we are a little bit better than the rest of America. That's...
Oh, come on, Bobby.
No, Phil, that is how much we love and respect where we live. In fact, if you look at the Western Estates Homeowners Association brochure, it says, Western Estates, we're just a little bit better than you. And what that means is we have a community that, yes, is better than a lot of communities. Yes, is crime-free and trouble-free. And when you come home to Western Estates, you're coming home to two things, luxury and the means to afford even more luxury.
What this flag that you have flying above the American flag, the Western Estates flag, what does it look like?
What does it look like?
What does the flag look like?
It has Western on the top, a state's on the bottom, and then it has our symbol, which is a woman in swimwear holding a $50 bill. What that means, Phil...
What does that represent?
What that represents, Phil, is leisure and the means to afford the leisure. That is Western states. A woman in a bikini and a $50 bill, and I don't know too many guys that have gone wrong with that combination. And so what we're saying really is, Western states, we are a little bit better than you.
Well, I will tell you that as I give our phone number, 1-800-449-8686, here on the Phil Henry Show, Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. I am very offended having to, and I haven't been out to Western Estates. You're out in West Hills?
Yes, we are.
All right, I'm very offended to see any flag flying above the American flag. The American flag does not fly below any flag. In fact, as you know, during the opening ceremonies to the Olympics, when other flags pass by the reviewing stand of the respective leader of that nation, they dip their flag.
Mm-hmm.
The American flag is not dipped. The American flag never dips for any leader. Okay?
No, but we understand that, Phil.
Phil, we understand that. We love our country.
Then why would you fly a flag above America, the Western Estates Homeowners Association flag? Why is that flying above America's?
Because only in this instance.
Okay, so in other words, every other gated community in America, they fly their flag below.
Yes, but Western Estates...
But Western Estates flies theirs above because, and I'm reading from the brochure, you're just a little bit better than everybody else.
Phil, there is nothing wrong with feeling like we've got it better than other people in America. And there's nothing wrong...
But to hold the flag hostage, you're saying that you'll keep the flag there unless you get to walk into the Homeowners Association meetings... Hail to the chief. I mean, I'm laughing my ass off.
You know, it's really sad, Phil, at a time like this, that you don't have pride in your country. And
I've got plenty of pride in my country. I love my country. What is you walking into a homeowners association meeting to the sounds of Hail to the Chief have to do with that?
Because the president has asked us to have, you know, Steve?
Have leadership. We have leadership.
This helps all the other members of the Homeowners Association focus on me as the leader. And so when I walk in, there, okay, is that it? Is the host there? Is the host there?
The host is here. Yes, that's your music.
And she walks in. So what happens is, Phil...
All right, hold on. Stop it. Tell me, Steve, can I talk to you?
Yeah.
Go ahead, tell me.
What happens is all the other, like the treasurer and the vice secretary, or the secretary... And the vice president all sit down, then Bobby comes, and then as soon as they sit down, then we let Bobby come in.
Oh, so Bobby doesn't even walk into the meeting of the Homeowners Association until the vice president, treasurer, and treasurer are sitting down.
That's right.
Then what?
Then I said, she didn't come out of the room where she's peeking around the corner to make sure they sit down. Then she cues me, she points a finger at me.
But I don't even walk in yet, Phil. I let this part play.
What is this, man? South America? I mean...
Right here is where I start walking in. And I know it sounds ridiculous and...
It sounds absolutely asinine.
Well, you know, I'm very hurt by that.
Well, I don't know why you'd walk into a homeowners association meeting because you happen to be the president.
Because it's a song for presidents.
It's a song for the president.
It's a song for the president of the United States. You don't go to a homeowners association meeting... Oh, will you turn it off?
Very appropriate and very tasteful.
No, I will not allow that to be played.
I only walk to the beat of the music and all the others do a little bit of a dip. That's all.
Oh, come on!
The only reason for this, Phil, is because they have had such a terrible time organizing our community and making it a beautiful community. And if they won't let me play Hail to the Chief, then they are going to have to live with the consequences.
And that's having the Western Estates Homeowners Association flag flying above the American flag.
Yeah, that's right. Because they're going to help do it.
Well, you insult America, you insult our flag.
How dare you?
How dare you? You insult America, you insult our flag.
Please be quiet while this...
Will you shut up? You insult America and the flag by having to play Hail to the Chief. You cannot fly that flag, Bobby, above the American flag.
Well, what are you going to... Phil, realistically, what are you going to do about it?
Hey, if I come out to your place some night and I climb up that flagpole...
Then you'll be arrested, and you are... You know something? You're only encouraging vandalism.
You're being very irresponsible.
You're only encouraging vandalism.
Well, in that case, that would be suit me fine. I'm getting a little bit tired of the self-centered nature of the American people and flying your home. And what do you mean it has a symbol with a woman in a bikini holding a $50 bill?
That happens to be our symbol.
We live good. And I love a lady.
Phil, I know you can't climb a flagpole, so don't even...
You know what? Maybe somebody else will. 1-800-449-8686. So if she can't walk into her homeowners association meeting to the strains of Hail to the... Turn that off! To the strains of Hail to the Chief, then their Western Estates Homeowners Association flag stays above the American flag. Can you believe this bullcrap? This is the stuff that goes on in suburban America every single ding-dang day. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
And now, Phil Hendry.
I want everybody to know that before we do this...
Phil, is the...
Hold on for just a minute, Ms. Dooley. Before we do this, I did not want to do this. I've been directed to play this music for Ms. Bobby Dooley, who, as the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association, says that it is her constitutional right to have this played before she is on our show. I protest. Go ahead, play it.
I'm Vice President of the Western States Homeowners Association. Now my wife, who's the President of the Western States Homeowners Association.
I'm now walking over to the phone.
You're kidding, right? Is she kidding?
No, my wife.
Hello?
Are you putting me on? So in other words, you weren't even on the phone.
You know, Phil, I think you're very rude, and I think you're insulting.
I think, well, we've all heard that you are playing Hail to the Chief before you sit down at your homeowners association meetings, and you are flying the Western Estates flag over the American flag. That is a violation of flag etiquette and protocol. Here is Steve on the Phil Hendry Show.
I'm sitting here listening to...
We love our country, Phil.
You say you love your country, then why are you flying the flag over the... Go ahead, Steve, I'm sorry.
That's okay. You know, listen. My parents, my dad flew in the Vietnam War.
Is
and,
the caller
you know,
there?
And
is the,
I'm live here
there?
In Miami
yeah,
with a
right
highly
now.
Cuban population.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all of them, I'm sitting here. They're mm-hmm. the most patriotic people. I mean,
mm-hmm.
down the road,
mm-hmm.
it's all mm-hmm. American flags
mm-hmm.
and million-dollar
mm-hmm.
subdivisions here. And I'm listening to you two idiots.
I beg your pardon.
Where
I happen
are you from?
To love, I love my country very much.
You love your country?
And
then
yes,
why
I
are you
do.
Playing Hail to the Chief? I mean, that's
because
that's for the President of the United States, not for you two idiots.
No, you're wrong. That's any president of whatever.
No, that doesn't
president.
Say for any president. If you look at it, it says Hail to the Chief. For
Hail
the,
to the Chief.
President of the United States.
It says
that's
that,
sitting there in every book there.
That is not my understanding. I have been the president of the Western States Homeowners Association.
Who cares? What does that mean?
Hold on.
Does that mean you're better than everybody else?
Why are we hearing this music again?
Because I'm speaking.
I have to say, Bobby, you're insulting my intelligence and the rest of the country.
You know something?
I mean, that's something
that was
something I would expect from a communist country or something.
I am the chief of the Parent Teacher Organization and the Western States Homeowners Association.
Well, what does that mean? Does that mean you're better than me? Does that mean the deaf flag that you fly is better than the United States of America?
Do you
I believe in freedom and the freedom of speech, but I think you.
All right, I'd like to respond. I'd like to respond, but... Okay, thank you.
I'll turn it off. I'm not playing that every time you're going to respond.
Well, I think the two of you are really missing the point of what President Bush said, and that is...
Bush? Who's Bush?
I said President Bush.
Yeah, President Bush. That's right. Not President Bobby. President Bush.
You know something? Steve, my office, Western Estates Real Estate, is oval-shaped. I demand... And
I wish, to be honest with you, I wish I lived in your subdivision so I could just tell you off.
I'm now walking to the phone.
You're going to punish us if we don't follow you? Who the hell are you?
Steve.
Who gave you the right? First of all,
I don't care. You know, frankly, personally, I don't care if she walks into Hail of the Chief. I don't give a crap. What bothers me is flying that Western Estates flag over the American flag. You do not fly any flag over the American flag. You do not do that, okay? And I don't care.
I agree. You do not do that. That is our flag stands above all other flags.
That's the protocol and the etiquette that is assigned to the American flag. And when you got Western Estates with a woman in a bikini with a $50 bill, if that ain't a hooker.
How dare you?
Well, lady, you ought to redesign that flag.
If the shoe fits, wear it. If the shoe fits, wear it, Bobby.
I designed that flag in association with our Faltacular Steering Committee.
Well, you know what?
I got to tell you, Bobby, then you need to sit down at the drawing board and rethink that. Because
I'm
walking
away from the phone now. I don't want
that
music.
That's like a prostitute on the side of the street flag.
You got a picture of a woman holding a $50 bill over the American flag? I hope somebody climbs your flagpole and burns it down.
Let me tell you something, mister. You're talking to my wife. I kick your butt.
The girl is modeled after Pamela Anderson.
Hey, wait. Who is that, Steve?
Yeah.
You going to kick my butt?
Yeah.
I'm talking to Steve Dooley. You going to kick my butt? I'll tell you what, I'll go over to your flagpole tonight and set fire to it. What do you think of that?
If you do so, we'll call the Los Angeles Sheriff.
I'll go over there and set fire to your homeowners association flag.
You do that, we call Los Angeles County Sheriff.
They'd probably appreciate him doing that, Bobby. Don't you understand that?
I'm getting ready to speak.
Are you out of your mind with that music? Gotta be fruity. 1-800-449-8686. Candace, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes,
and I took note of the threat that you made, Mr. Hendry, and we will have Los Angeles County Sheriff waiting for you.
You think the sheriff is going to keep me from taking your flag down? Go ahead. I'm sorry, Candace.
No, that's okay. You know, I understand, you know, that this woman is an insult to what America stands for. Totally an insult.
I almost died giving birth to my three sons.
You know what? You don't know what it's like to die for a country or to do anything. You have lost the focus of what this is about. It's not about who can afford what. It's about what you can do for your community, not what you can show off, not what you can advertise, nor the glory that you give to yourself. Let me tell you, you have done nothing for this country except insult it.
I would die for the Westernist. I mean, I would die for America.
No, you didn't say that. You said you'd die for Western Estates.
Your Western Estates is nothing but promoting prostitution. What kind of a symbol are you flying to teach your children? You think that teaching children, women hanging out in bikinis on a flag with a $50 bill, is wholesome and American?
It tells people that we live well and we have the means to live.
Live well?
Yes.
Is that living well like prostitution?
When the whole PTA...
How about prostitution is living well?
You know, Phil, it is not prostitution, Candace. It is simply, what's wrong with a woman? What's wrong with a woman?
The American flag. It shouldn't even be hanging with an American flag.
Look, you can flag your stupid flag, but you can't fly it above. And your flag...
Phil, what woman wouldn't appreciate a man who can provide her with money?
I suppose...
I'll tell you what woman would prefer.
You know what, Candace? I get the feeling you don't live in a gated community. I've spoken.
Turn it off.
However,
you live in a gated community?
There is not a single community
you live in Bear Creek?
That would fly a flag above my country's flag. Never.
Let me tell you something. When I walked into the spaghetti factory for our annual PTA meeting, Steve, my husband, brought a boombox and played Hail to the Chief when I walked into the restaurant, and the people turned and were stunned.
Of course, because I think, what kind of fruitcake is this?
That's right, Candace. You nailed it.
Boy, if I could get my hands on either one of you.
Oh, so now you're threatening me, huh? Maybe I'll have the L.A. County Sheriff come out and protect me from you.
So you think they were laughing at me at the spaghetti factory, huh?
Yeah, I think they
were. They're going to come look for you with a white net, girl. Let me tell you, you're out of it. You're out of your freaking mind if you can put that flag above our country's flag that was founded on the death of our relatives.
Steve, I'm done. I'm done. Cue the music. I'm now walking away from the phone.
What an idiot. Phil Hendry Show.
This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Preceding bit, the part of Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley were also performed by myself, as well as being the host, and the callers were people who thought they were both real. This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Don't forget to visit the philhendryshow.com website. And sign up for our backstage pass. You get more classic audio, some fantastic bits on there, featuring the eulogy for Bob Swain, a true classic from 1997, lost and unheard since it originally aired. More than an hour's worth of commercial-free audio. You can also get our 30-day archive. You can listen to our show anytime, day or night, without commercials. And much, much more. So check out the philhendryshow.com website. And sign up for our backstage pass. It's only $6.95 a month. Let's take a look at the page here and just tell you a little bit more about that. We have subscriptions now, I think, that have entered into the thousands mark, as a matter of fact. Here's what you get. 30-day show archive. Listen anytime you like. Every Phil Hendry show from the last 30 days, you'll have over 60 hours of show at your disposal, 400% more than we've ever offered before. A real audio archive. Enjoy the archive in Windows Media format while we phase in our brand new real audio archive over the next 30 days. Pick your format. Improved live audio quality. Get 15 hours a week of live streaming of the Phil Hendry Show delivered to your computer in high quality crystal clear audio. Your choice of Windows Media or real audio format at a quality 250% better than we have ever provided before. And while you're busy with all that audio, here's what else we'll be phasing in. Exclusive audio content, daily show archives. They're not enough for you. We'll be phasing in a large and growing archive of our classic shows from the Phil Hendry Show's golden days and provide member-exclusive audio recorded specifically for the website. Exclusive photos and video from event coverage to special video exclusives. We'll phase in members-only photo and video features. And it'll get you about as close to the show and as behind the scenes as possible, short of an actual colonoscopy on me. I don't know what else. I mean, I could do what Katie Couric did, but I'd rather not. Exclusive internet content on top of more than 4 years' worth of archived spoofs, hoaxes, artwork, games, and general crapola from every generation of The Phil Hendry Show and shuckandjive.com. To date, we'll be bringing you brand-new material you won't see anywhere else. The autographed compact disc. And it just goes on and on. For six stinking bucks a month. Well, all right, $6.95. You can't miss, baby. Head on over there. Get your backstage pass to The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Just glanced up at CNN and heard a terrorism expert say, as we continue to think about and look at the facts surrounding the anthrax attacks, saying, well, you know, there's a lot of people out there that don't like America. Among them, what I said originally, when people were running around and screaming that this is terrorism, and I said, well, the FBI hasn't categorized it yet as such, but I said, don't be surprised if this has a domestic link. And I used the reason why I thought that is because of the Sun and National Enquirer angle. Those are the kinds of newspapers that some dumbass militiaman would consider to be an opinion-making newspaper. Now, these guys are monitoring these militia groups, and they're monitoring these so-called, I don't know, white resistance organizations and so on and so forth, these far-right groups. And in their various little chat rooms, they speak of biological weapons. They're also really bent out of shape that National Guard troops are at airports and that people have discussed a national ID card and a variety of things. And it just really kind of rips the lid off of who those people are. These far-right entities have no interest whatsoever in the survival of this country. They would rather it be an anarchist's paradise. They would rather it be a Mad Max future roaming the land here in America than a secure state that during a time of war has the right to marshal its defenses in perhaps an unusual way. Now, this has happened in every democratic society that has been under attack and has been at the at the bayonet's end of a war. Every democratic society has reserved the right and has effectively marshaled its defenses at a federal level during that war. But the dumbbells and the Nazis and the skinheads and the assholes on the far right in this country, they don't get that. And if they do, they don't care because they're really not interested in America at all. They're not interested. They're only interested in using the American flag as another form of ass wipe. The American flag doesn't mean anything to them. The Constitution doesn't mean anything to them other than the right to bear arms. That's the only one that they're really totally down with. The rest of that free speech stuff and free religions, hell, half of them probably can't even understand it to read it. They know nothing of history. They couldn't effectively debate history if you put them at the end of a gun. Seriously, none of them. First of all, they don't access a variety of sources for their historical knowledge. They only access those areas that reinforce their stupid, skewed view of the world. You can go on the various websites. I've been there. I've actually downloaded material from some of these websites that call themselves historical websites, and they purport to have a an objective historical viewpoint. And I've actually downloaded things like Tojo's Diary and stuff like that, because that stuff, you know, they're not going to edit that. And if they do, they're going to kind of change it around here and there. But I do, and I compare it to other things. Sometimes it's useful if you know what you're doing. But for the most part, what I'm saying is these are organizations that have absolutely no love whatsoever or respect for this country. They're like Bin Laden. If you're one of these right-wing militia cats that's in your little chat room talking about your biological weapons and everything, you're just another sheet wearer as far as I'm concerned, man. What do you think of that one? You might as well, you know, whatever. Christian, Muslim, doesn't matter. All you guys that hang out together, man, get along real good. Bin Laden, he don't drink. The only thing you guys seem to be able to hold, maybe beer every now and again and a couple of shots of Gentleman Jack, if you can afford it. So that's what my take on it was when I first heard about it. And so far, nobody has come up with anything to tie it in directly to the Middle East. And there are individuals in this country who have it in for this government just as much as Bin Laden or anybody else. We know of them. We greased one not too long ago, Timothy McVeigh. We sent him up the freaking chimney. So that having been said, you just got to kind of hold back. And keep in mind what I mentioned yesterday about the low-tech nature of this thing. The whole operation, the whole terrorist thrust, it seems, is like low-tech. Deliver that anthrax in an envelope. And let me just repeat what I've often said on this program for years. I never open up listener mail. In fact, it never even gets to me. And I've never been interested in listener mail, and so I never open it. I've never seen any reason. Let me ask all you guys at NBC and ABC and CBS, what are you opening up listener mail for? What have they got to say to you that has anything to do with reality? The average person that would mail a letter to a TV station, a radio station, or a television network anchor has got a screw loose anyway. Normal people don't do that. Do you get it? So what are you guys opening that stuff up for in the first place? All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Scott on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil. Hello.
Yeah?
Phil, what's happening? We missed you down here in Miami.
Oh, and there I am. I'm in Miami.
Yeah, Phil, missed you down here, buddy.
Okay, apparently he didn't hear me the first time. Got a radio in Miami. You turn it on. I'm on the air in Miami. I don't know what to tell you. Flip it on, there I am. You mean like running into me at Publix? Like maybe seeing me hanging on the beach or something? Or throwing a few back at Dan Marino's? Or, you know, hanging in Coconut Grove there and having whatever the hell it was I used to have down there? I forget now. Generally, I was asleep in the back of my car. You mean that kind of miss me? Here is Jesse on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil, I got some information for you on anthrax.
Oh, great.
What?
Yeah, go ahead.
It basically is a different kind of bacteria. There are two types. And basically this type is actually stronger, and it's not as perceptive to antibiotics as the other type.
What do you mean, this type?
It's a scientific word meaning...
I don't understand. So... This type being what? The type that was mailed to Daschle?
The type that is anthrax. It's a type of bacteria that's much tougher to invade by antibiotics and other types.
Uh-huh.
And that's why it's so dangerous. And Bacillus anthraxis is its scientific name, and I could give you any other information.
Okay, well, all right. Well, thanks a lot. I'll go look it up. Craig, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good. My comment tonight is I'm getting more and more disturbed that a lot of the mainstream media that I've been watching, and I'll particularly focus in on the Leslie Stahl interview with Condoleezza Rice on Sunday. Did you get a chance to see that by any chance?
No, I was asleep, or I think I was drunk.
Okay.
I have to be honest with you, yeah.
Probably because the Dolphins lost, but...
Nothing to do with the Dolphins.
She was very, very attacking of Condoleezza Rice. She was continually questioning all the reports that are coming out of the Middle East that are focusing on the demonstrations, and really, really questioning, our strategy over there in the Middle East.
Uh-huh.
And I think that type of reporting and that type of response is, in my opinion, irresponsible.
Why?
Well, because I think more than ever, understanding the influence that our media has today, and you hear it very often from many of your listeners, many of their comments are based on what they hear in the media.
But you're the one guy that understands what's going on and all my listeners are stupid?
No, not necessarily.
Well, I mean, there's a few. There are others like you, Craig, who get it. Leslie Stahl is a reporter. She's not supposed to throw softballs. She's supposed to find out exactly what that individual she's interviewing knows. And the only way you do that sometime is to ask them hard questions. The harder the question, the more the chance you put them off balance. And if they're off balance a little bit and they aren't sure of their response, maybe they don't know as much as they say they do.
Well, I don't necessarily disagree with you. I would say that when a large degree of the questioning is challenging our strategy over there and what we're trying to accomplish.
Well, a lot of that's ignorant. But you know, here, let me tell you this: I didn't see Leslie Stahl, and so you're talking about an interview that's got you nuts, and I don't know how many people actually saw it. I did see Condoleezza Rice on the Arabal News Channel. What is it? That Al Jazbo Collins Channel? Whatever the hell that's Al Jazz. You know that one? I saw her on that being interviewed by an Arab journalist and making some very clear and pointed comments and responding to his questions and articulating American policy beautifully. I did see that. And that was broadcast throughout the Arab world. You know, frankly, I don't know how many people are watching CBS News these days as opposed to maybe CNN or Fox News. And you know, if it gets people not watching TV altogether and picking up a newspaper and accessing information from a lot of different sites, then maybe that's a good thing. So, Leslie, when he mentioned the name Leslie Stahl, I was like, who? Oh, yeah, her. I haven't watched her do anything in eons. I don't even watch Dan Rather. Do you? Who's watching these guys? People talk about the media doing this and the media doing that. The two channels for news that most Americans are watching are CNN and Fox. Nobody's watching, except maybe for a handful of rednecks who watch Tom Brokaw and send him anthrax, is watching the three main news channels. Nobody. So that's something else to keep in mind. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
You know, thousands of people die every year from the flu. This year, one person has died from anthrax, and yet we don't have this panic about flu. And flu is contagious. And I remember the lady who called yesterday, and I made fun of her when she said, and she said it, you know, kind of in a kind of a hick way. She said, how come we don't report all the people that don't have anthrax? And I made fun of her, and I hung up on her, and now I feel really bad about it. So if you're out there, ma'am, you know, I'm a jerk. Highly paid jerk, but I'm a jerk. All right, let's go to Nancy. Hi, Nancy. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, Phil. Well, we know you're not that highly paid since you're on the radio. But anyway, listen.
Ain't that the truth?
Hey, listen. I'm a first-time listener to your show because I'm not usually on the radio this time. But I
but you call all the other shows and make a real pain in the ass out of yourself on them, right?
All right.
All right,
yes, I make a major pain in the ass about myself. But
all
listen,
right.
I just wanted to say, I think it's, you know, I think it's kind of sad that you never read your listener mail. You know, how do you support your listeners?
I'm gonna start reading email. You guys can send it to my website.
Oh yeah, email is great. Email is absolutely
But you've never
great.
Listened to the show, so what do you?
Email is,
yeah, you can't put anthrax on an email, as far as I know.
Which is a good thing, but you know.
But you can put a computer bug or something on it.
Exactly. But,
right.
You know.
But having never listened to my show, then you probably talk over everything that I say, and so.
Hello?
Doesn't. Go ahead, Nancy.
Hi, I'm sorry. Now, I just want to talk to you. Did you have a chance to see that Nick Robertson on CNN yesterday?
Yes, I did.
That putz who's sitting there on Al Jazeera or whatever that network is, that woman, that interviewer, did you see her on Larry King last night?
Nick Robertson, and then you went over to who? Who are you talking about?
Okay, first of all, Nick Robertson, first of all, why does CNN even give Nick Robertson an outlet to say
what's wrong with him?
He's
reporting from the front.
He's reporting from the front that he's saying Osama bin Laden and the Al Qaeda is saying that they are going to, you know, if any houses are destroyed, they
yeah,
are
I know.
Going to have
I
a major retaliation.
Yeah, I heard it. I think it's interesting. I mean, look, it's just information that may not even be coming from Osama bin Laden, and even if it is, you know, it gives the more he opens. Here's a. Nancy, I'm going to give you the secret to life with regard to certain people.
Okay.
The more they run their mouth, the more you know about them, even
right.
though they think they're telling you stuff that is misinformation. The more someone keeps their mouth open and keeps it flapping, the more information you can get. I don't mind Nick Robertson letting Osama bin Laden open his big fat trap. He said about what I expected him to say. He's going to rain crap all over us. You know, he didn't have anything to say until we started bombing Afghanistan. Then the next thing you know, they're going to send even more airplanes. Oh, really? Well, why didn't they send more airplanes between September the 11th and the day they started bombing? Maybe because they didn't have any real organized effort. It's all about making us afraid. And if they can just keep yammering away about all the bad stuff they're going to do, they're hoping that we're going to buy it. Now, you are upset with Nick Robertson reporting this, and maybe you're the kind of person that is susceptible to this kind of blather. I personally take it a little bit with a grain of salt, because before the Gulf War and before World War II, as I've said so often on this program, we've had despots and dictators tell us they're going to send us to freaking hell on a shutter, and they were going to take our children, and the children is yet unborn, and the children is yet unborn after them, and turn them all into, things. I hope I'm being clear. We've been threatened by the best of them. America has been threatened by the very best of them. And you know what? I say, keep it coming. Let them open their big fat yaps. What I'd like to see happen is we shut our mouths. That's what I'd like to see happen. Fat chance of that happening. So, like me, how am I going to shut up, right? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.